Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Banco Panamericano's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter and year of 2012 results. This event is being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.panamericano.com.br/IR, with respect to presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in a listen-only mode. During the company's presentation, after the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star, then zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now I will turn the conference over to Mr. Willy Jordan, IR officer, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Willy, you may begin the conference, sir.
Good morning. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Panamericano and its subsidiaries for the fourth quarter of 2012. After deploying a series of operational restructuring actions and with the consolidation of several initiatives to diversify Panamericano's business strategy, such as those which enabled our entry in the markets of new car financing in the dealership networks, corporate and real estate credit, besides the readjustment of our operations in payroll deduction loans, we could verify in the fourth quarter of 2012 the consolidation of Panamericano's business generation on a higher level of financial volume and in a more diversified composition of our business lines. These results are in line with the strategy established since the beginning of our administration, as we have informed on several occasions, and show precisely the maturity of the initiatives mentioned. Starting with the highlights of the third quarter on page 3 of our presentation, we see that the origination of credit assets maintained its growth trajectory, reaching a monthly average of 993 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2012, 13% higher than the 878.5 million reais of the third quarter of 2012, and 51.8% higher than the 654 million reais of the fourth quarter of 2011. The production growth in the fourth quarter 12 was driven by the higher origination of vehicle financing, real estate and corporate loans, while payroll deduction loans remained practically stable in relation to the previous quarter. With all this, the total expanded credit portfolio stood at 13.8 billion reais at the end of the fourth quarter, up 4.4% from the 13.2 billion reais portfolio of September 2012, and 27.1% higher than the 10.8 billion reais from December 2011. More importantly, as we have been saying, is to look at the growth of the credit portfolio with retained results, which excludes loans assigned with recourse and thus provides a measure of the company's revenue-earning portfolio. This portfolio has kept growing faster than the total credit portfolio, as the portfolios assigned with recourse in the past matured. And credit portfolio with retained results reached 12.6 billion reais at the end of the fourth quarter, with a growth of 6.8% over the previous quarter and 44.1% over the same quarter of 2011. The net interest margin stood at 19.8% in the fourth quarter, 4.4 percentage points higher than in the third quarter and 6.3 percentage points higher than in the same period of the last year. These variations were largely due to the growth of the average income earning assets and also due to the different amounts of credit assignments without recourse in the quarters here compared. The costs and expenses, excluding the variable expenses related to commissions from credit assignments without recourse and the payment of variable compensation to employees, meanwhile, totaled 367.1 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2012, 7.1% lower than the previous quarter on the same comparison basis, and despite the merger of BFRE, a slightly increase of 0.5% over the fourth quarter of 2011. These results demonstrate that spending discipline has been maintained with strict control over costs and expenses, even in view of the merger of the FRE and the growth in the origination of loans during the period here compared. Reminding that with the origination growth, we have a higher expense of commissions. The allowance for loan losses expenses, as we see in the following point, was 339.5 million reais in the fourth quarter, 20.5% less than the expense of 427 million reais in the previous quarter, reflecting the trend indicated by the improvement in the early indicators of credit quality of the portfolios originated since the end of 2011. Such indicators suggest that the allowance for loan losses, seen as a percentage of the loan portfolio, should continue to gradually decrease in the coming quarters. Equally important was the increase in the recovery of debt that has been previously written off against the allowance for loan losses, which was the result of a complete review of the collection process that included a reduction in the number of advisory services and implementation of a new collection management system that seeks to better align the interests of the bank with those of the collection advisory service providers. As a result, the revenue from the recovery of loans in arrears totaled 43.6 million reais in the fourth quarter, up 12.7% from the previous quarter and 108.6% higher than the revenue in the fourth quarter of 2011. As a result, the net expense on the allowance for loan losses totaled 295.9 million reais in the fourth quarter, down 23.8% from the net expense of 388.2 million reais in the third quarter 12. Pan Americano recorded a consolidated net loss of 38.4 million reais in the fourth quarter, compared with a loss of 197.9 million in the previous quarter, meaning a substantial reduction of over 80% in the period. Our consolidated shareholders' equity was thus of 2.489 million reais in the end of December. Now, moving to page 4 of our presentation, demonstrate here that our shareholder composition in December 31st, there was a significant growth in the participation of investors domiciled in Brazil in comparison to the previous quarter. The participation of these investors has grown from a little over 50% in the third quarter to over 69% in the end of the fourth quarter of 2012. Meanwhile, the distribution among individual and corporate shareholders hardly changed, remaining the free float quite concentrated in corporate investors. On page 5, we have the main items of the income statement. Comparing the fourth quarter 12 with the third quarter and the same quarter of 2011, the main changes, as I've mentioned before, were due to the growth of our interest earning assets and also to the different amount of loan portfolios assigned with recourse in each period. Thus, there were transfers of portfolios of real estate loans, consumer credit and payroll loans in the amount of 1,054,000,000 reais in the fourth quarter 12 without recourse, compared to the assignment without recourse of a mortgage loan portfolio of 342.8 million reais in the third quarter 12, and to the assignment of portfolios of consumer credits and payroll loans in the amount of 496.3 million reais in the fourth quarter 2011. This effect of disposals is directly reflected in the line of lending operations, which also benefited over the quarters here compared, as I said before, from the accumulation of a larger loan portfolio with income withheld. We will show in the next few slides that evolution. The line of derivative transactions, as we always remind here, reflects the results with our derivatives portfolio. As this portfolio only aims to hedge the currency exposure of our foreign currency debt, the results with derivatives have almost symmetric counterparts in spending on funding operations. So we need to always look at the sum of these two lines, where we see that there is no significant variation between the quarters compared. Anyway, as the price of the real against the US dollar was almost flat in the quarter, as also happened in the previous quarter, there was very little variation in these lines when comparing the fourth quarter 2012 with the third quarter. The allowance for loan losses, as I've mentioned before, was decreased by 20.5% in the last quarter. Also, we were helped by the increase of the recovery of loans in arrears, and as a result, we had a significant 23.8% decrease in the net expense of allowance for loan losses, which, of course, helped a lot improve our net income. On the next page, we have the origination of loans. In an environment of moderate performance of the economic activity and accommodation of the delinquency of individuals, combined with the maturation, with the maturity of the initiatives of strategic redirection and operational restructuring of Panamericano, the origination of loan assets maintained its growth trajectory, even when compared to the higher level of origination in the previous quarter, reaching a monthly average of 993 million reais in the fourth quarter, as we have mentioned before. The quality of the loan portfolio continues to benefit, as we see in the lower right corner of the page, from the more conservative approach in the origination of new loans, which has been adopted since the end of 2011. This position includes, in addition to the more restrictive criteria for approval, also the growth of the portfolios of new cars, payroll, and corporate loans, reinforcing our growth strategy in lower risk segments. On page 7, we have more information about the origination of portfolios in the vehicle financing segment, which remains the main market segment of Panamericana. As we can see in the graph at the bottom of the page, the most significant increase in origination was achieved even with the maintenance of more conservative criteria for approval of new loans, which were reflected in reducing average tenors and increasing average down payments throughout the year. In addition, we maintain our strategy for the light vehicle segment, which is to seek an equilibrated balance between the volumes of financing of new and used cars. In payroll loans on page 8, Panamericano granted 467.3 million reais in new financing in the fourth quarter, 277.6% higher than the 123.8 million reais in the fourth quarter of 2011, thus reflecting the complete restructuring of this area. The segments of personal loans and consumer credit accounted for granting 120.6 million reais in new financing between September and December, with a 5.4% growth over the same quarter of 2011. It is worth mentioning here the important growth of origination in our own branches throughout the year, where the cost of origination is already embedded in the bank's fixed costs. On the next page, we see the granting of corporate loans, which was 692 million reais in the fourth quarter of 12, a figure 20.7% higher than the 573.4 million reais in the third quarter of 2012, and 42.9% above the 484.3 million reais in the same quarter last year. Thus, the portfolio of corporate loans totaled 1,663.7 million in the end of December, with a growth of 15.3% and 93.5% respectively over the previous quarter and the fourth quarter 2011. Moreover, it is worth noting that in December 31st, 2012, Panamericano had applications in corporate bonds in the amount of 44 million reais. Thus, the expanded loan portfolio for wholesale operations, including the operations of private securities, totaled 1,707.7 million reais in the end of the fourth quarter. Looking at the breakdown of our corporate portfolio by industry, we find that the portfolio is well diversified by sector of activity of our clients, with the most important holdings in agribusiness and construction and development. Moving to page 10, we see that Panamericano granted 302.1 million reais in mortgage loans in fourth quarter 2012, 29.3% above the previous quarter, being 668.1 million reais in loans to corporations, 173 million reais in loans to individuals, and 58.5 million reais in loans acquired by Brazilian securities for securitization. The 173 million reais in loans to individuals, in their turn, were divided between 131.6 million reais in refinancing operations, 41.5 million reais for traditional real estate acquisition and 2.5 million reais in other modalities. Therefore, the mortgage loan portfolio reached 1,281.4 million reais in the end of December, of which 791.8 million reais in real estate financing for corporations and 489.6 million reais in loans to individuals. The value of the mortgage loan portfolio was 6.8% greater than the 1.2 billion reais balance of this portfolio in the previous quarter. On page 11, we have the breakdown of our loan portfolio. In the first table, we can see that the vehicle financing segment kept the main share of the portfolio, as I said, with 57.5% of the on-balance credit portfolio, including leasing operations. Following, we have the corporate credit portfolio, already as the second largest position, with a 13% participation. And then comes the payroll loans with a 11.7% share, representing the third largest portfolio. The mortgage loan portfolio in fourth quarter 12 reached a stake of 10.2% of our total portfolio. The total loan portfolio was 13.8 billion reais, as I said before. That is 4.4% higher than the previous quarter and 27.1% higher than in December 2011. Also, as I've mentioned before, more important is to look at the portfolio with retained results, which increased 6.8% over the last quarter and 44.1% over the same quarter of 2011. On page 12, we show a comparison of administrative costs and expenses in the quarter with the previous quarter and the same quarter of 2011. It is important to remember, as I said, that costs and expenses were impacted in the second half of 2012 by the merger of the FRE. With it, we added 683 employees, reaching a total of 3,416 employees in the group. Thus, the sum of personal expenses, taxes, and other administrative expenses totaled 439.8 million reais in the fourth quarter 12. Now, excluding the value of variable expenses related to commissions for credit assignments without recourse and the payment of variable compensation for employees, costs and expenses thus adjusted totaled 367.1 million reais, or 7.1% lower than in the previous quarter in the same comparison basis, and only 0.5% above the fourth quarter of 2011. In the graph at the bottom of the page, we have the evolution of POL expenses and recovery of loan in arrears, where, as we've mentioned before, we have reached 23.8% decrease of our net expenses of allowance for loan losses in comparison to the previous quarter. As for fundraising on page 13, it is still showing the exchange of more expensive liabilities inherited from the past for more competitive lines, reflecting the improved perception of Panamericano's credit risk by the market. Funding in BPGE was 526 million reais in December, down 33% from the prior quarter, requesting exactly this type of exchange. Likewise, the outstanding borrowings through credit assignments with recourse has been gradually reduced as the portfolios assigned in the past mature, since Panamericano didn't perform more assignments of this type under the current administration. Thus, the balance of 1,157.8 million reais in portfolios assigned with recourse in the end of the fourth quarter represented a 15.9% decrease when comparing to the 1,377 million balance in the previous quarter, and also a decrease of 44.4% when comparing to the 2,082 million reais at the end of the fourth quarter of 2011. Total funding in the end of the quarter was about 14.1 billion reais, in line with the funding needs from our assets. On page 14, we have the opening of the calculation of our Basel index, which was 14.13% for the financial conglomerate and 11.68% in the consolidated economic and financial figures, while the operating margin stood at 494.1 million reais for the financial conglomerate and 84.4 million reais in the economic financial consolidated figures. Finally, on page 15, we have a chart that demonstrates the performance of our stocks over the past 12 months. The total financial volume traded in the fourth quarter of 2012 was 117.6 million reais, with a daily average of 2 million reais, 39% lower than the daily average of the previous quarter. On December 31st, 2012, the market value of the bank was 2.8 billion reais. The stock started the fourth quarter priced at 5.09 reais and ended the quarter at 5.15, with an appreciation of 1.16% in the period. The maximum price was 5.16 per share, and the minimum was 4.50 per share in the quarter. In the same period, the Bovespa index rose 2.3%. Now I turn back the floor to the mediator to begin our question and answer session. Thank you again to all.
And we thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star, then one on a touch-tone phone. If at any point your question has been addressed, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star, then two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one on a touch-tone phone. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Again, that is star, then one, if you'd like to participate in today's Q&A. Again, please press star, then one. We will pause momentarily. Okay, since there seems to be no questions at this time, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Willy Jordan for his final remarks. Sir?
Well, thank you all again. I would like to remind you that our investor relations department is more than available to solve any doubt that might remain when you analyze our results. And I hope to see you again in the next quarter. Thank you once again.
And this concludes Banco Panamericano's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day. Thank you, everyone.